You're an immortal being with suppressed power, trapped by forces beyond your control. And someday, if enough people wake up, the prison walls come down. The prison planet idea does something most explanations of life don't do. It tells you your suffering has a cause. Your limitations are artificial. You're not a random biological accident on an unremarkable rock. You're an immortal being with suppressed power, trapped by forces beyond your control. And someday, if enough people wake up, the prison walls come down. It's a beautiful idea, but it's made up. But maybe that's the real lesson. Not that we got fooled, but that we were so ready to be. Spencer succeeded because people want a reason for why life is so hard. A guy who lost his wife to cancer reads this book and thinks maybe she's still out there somewhere, trapped in the cycle, just waiting to remember. A kid who never fit in thinks maybe she's something more than what the world tells her she is. That's not gullibility, that's hope. And maybe that's enough. Nobody gets out alive. And knowing that can feel like a curse. But it also means that every day you get is important. So don't waste time looking for a prison to blame or a cycle to break. Focus on joy right now. If you treat every day like it's your last, knowing you're gonna die isn't a curse, it's a gift. So treat it like one.